BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. My name's Cope and I'm from Cheam. You might not know this, but I was the winner for Finnish Pop Idol. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, it's Scott, and here is Friday's free download. Chris tries to silence a coffee shop by pretending to be Joan Collins off the 80s. I try to fool everyone with some blatant lies involving Kesha and Tinchy Strider. We think about doing an answer back song to Taylor Swift's We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, and our show introducer is amazing. He's a builder from Cheam who only went and won Pop Idol in Finland.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
So, Chris is in a coffee shop right now, and he has gone undercover. He has given a false name to the person who just asked his name. I do that sometimes. The other day, I was Ja Rule the other day, just because I wanted to be. But he has given a false name.
So is that the Donald McIntyre of coffee shop shouting?
Yeah, that. This coffee place, have they got pictures of you behind the bar, like wanted pictures?
No, but I'm worried that I'm worried when I come back in it in case it is the same staff. But also, my thinking is if I'm on Crime Watch and they've only got the CCTV of me, coffee's here. If they've got CCTV of me, if I give them a name as well, they're going to find me a lot more easily, aren't they?
Imagine that. Tonight on Crime Watch, man shouts something silly in coffee shop. Have you seen him?
Yeah, but this is the point, they might be running low one week, mightn't they?
How good would it be if there was so little crime in this country that the only thing on Crime Watch was you shouting loud in a coffee shop?
I'm an adult baby!
I'm not willing to take that risk anyway.
At 1:42, the man was heard to shout loudly, "I'm an adult baby," in the crowded shop.
Yeah, we're not doing that again.
So we come up with a phrase, you say it, and see if the place goes silent. Is it busy in there?
Yeah.
This is what I like to hear. Now, you remember one of my personal favourite innuendo bingo clips, don't you, Chris? Do you know what I'm going to say?
Oh, you're going to go, what's her name? It's like Jackie Collins or something, isn't it?
Joan Collins. Her sister. And it's off an 80s soap opera, and we play it quite a lot. It's the one that goes,
"Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne."
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
So I'm thinking we could adapt this for today's Silence the Coffee Shop. So what I'll do is I will play the bloke, and then all you've got to do is say,
"Not to worry, I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert."
Right.
All right?
"Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne."
And then you say,
Not to worry, I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Yeah?
Okay.
Not to worry, I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert. Right. Really loud, though.
Like last time. I'm basically right by, you know, the table where they then give the coffees.
Yeah,
that's where I am.
Oh, okay.
Because there's no seats free.
Oh, right, it's that busy.
Yeah, I'm having to stand like by this table.
Well, let's see if we can make them all go completely silent. You ready?
Let's crack on.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Ready?
Ready.
Right, Chris. As loud as you can go.
"Sorry, I didn't get around to the champagne."
"Not to worry, I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert." Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't like this game anymore.
What's happening now? Where are you?
I'm out. I've just got out.
Are you out?
Of course I am.
Wow. Let's have an action replay of that moment in slow motion.
"Not to worry, I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert."
Good work, Chris.
You should have seen me leave. I literally, because that was a long one, I could sort of storm out as I was shouting it. So it was like the noise spread right through the room.
And did you silence the coffee shop?
Yeah, they did go silent. It's more that they all just suddenly stop and look at you, though, don't they? Like
standing room only.
Oh, I don't know about it. This might have to be the last silence the coffee shop, I think, because I don't want to be on Crime Watch.
It's not going to happen.
That's a rubbish excuse.
Because I don't want to be on Crime Watch. I'm not doing it again.
I'm going going to say that for everything at work now. I'm not doing that anymore. No, I'm not doing the filing. I don't want to be on Crime Watch.
The man was heard to shout, "Not to worry, I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert." Have you seen him?
Do you want me to head back?
Come back.
I'm on my way.
Nice work. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. This is amazing. Today's show introducer.
You might not know this, but I was the winner of Finnish Pop Idol.
Hi, Cope.
Hello.
Now, you were in a pub the other day, weren't you? We said about this on air. You were in a pub right near Radio 1 playing darts.
Yes. I was having a game of darts with my old mate Steve, and he sent you guys a text.
And it said, come and collect a CD from Cope, yeah. Who was the winner of Finnish Pop Idol.
Yes. I didn't actually realise he'd sent the text until my phone started going off with people saying that they'd heard my name mentioned on the radio.
And I have got the CD now.
All right, OK.
From your group, which is called what?
It's called Flute of Shame.
Don't laugh. Sorry. I like it as a name.
Oh, thank you.
Is it true you won the Finnish version of Pop Idol?
I did, yeah, in 2008.
How? Well, how did that happen? You sound like you're from London.
Yeah, it all came about quite unexpectedly, really. I was a railway construction worker over in Finland on a contract, and I saw an advert on telly for it, and I thought I'd give it a go. It was my mates that urged me to put a bet on myself. So I popped into William Hill in Sutton, and they gave me 250-1 odds, and I thought, well, that's worth £20. And I was really surprised that a few months later, I won it somehow.
Okay, let me just get this right. So you went into a bookies, and you're like, I want to put some money on myself winning the Finnish version of Pop Idol.
Well, I wanted to put the money on getting through to the final rounds, because I didn't think I'd win it. I guess they gave me pretty good odds in the end. So.
Did they have odds for that?
Yeah, so 250-1.
Was it one of those ones in the window?
Special bet.
No, I had to wait a few days for them to come up with the odds.
250-1, you can get on an average Englishman, right, walking in saying, I'm going to win or make the final round of Finnish Pop Idol. 250-1. Was one of the judges like a pop star that we would have heard of, or was it?
No, not really. I guess the only major bands ever to make it outside Finland have been Him.
Him, yeah, I know them.
Who else was it? Bomfunk MC?
Bomfunk MC.
Are you having a laugh? Bomfunk MC?
Yeah, Finnish.
It's one of my favourite songs.
Oh, really?
Really?
Seriously? Hey, when I top up my phone, when I rock, that's a tune.
That's a cracking tune.
Did you duet with Bomfunk MCs in the final?
On the final.
For the emotional, ballady one?
No.
So are you now a massive star in Finland?
No, not at all. I did the whole reality TV thing, and after a year and a half, it wasn't really my cup of tea, and I write and sing all my songs in English, so there's not a huge market for it over there. Yeah, I quit the label after about a year and a half, and I got a couple of my old mates that I used to go busking with to come out to Finland to do a few gigs, and we had such a good laugh that they ended up moving there, and we started our band, Flute of Shame.
So you live there now?
Yeah.
Are you Finland Matt Cardle?
Who's that?
This is incredible. So with Flute of Shame, what kind of gigs have you been doing? Anyone famous?
I was on Come Dine With Me the other week, the celebrity one, and that went pear-shaped.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You're on Finland Celebrity Come Dine With Me.
Yeah, it didn't go too well at all.
See, you are famous there, then.
Yeah. No.
I think you're playing this down.
But we've got some pretty cool gigs. We did a gig last month for Vladimir Putin's private function in Russia.
What?
That was pretty cool.
This is blowing my mind. Was Putin there clapping along to the songs?
Oh, we didn't see him, so I doubt it.
Do you want to hear... I've got their song here.
Oh, yeah, let's please.
Off the CD.
We're going to hear Flute of Shame now.
I've got it. What are you putting on?
It's called Man in a Van.
Oh, yeah. I'll have you know, though, before you put it on, that's a really old recording that we did in the kitchen, and we're going to redo the song in a couple of weeks.
Whilst he was on Come Dine With Me.
OK.
Thank you.
I'll get out of bed at 7 when I get waken by my wife. Where would I be without her? She's the woman in me life. As I'm sitting in the cafe, though whoever's looking dote on me, but I worry about that later once I've had me cup of tea. Cause I'm a man in a van, and I am doing what I can. Got a couple of gears, a mortgage and a wife. I couldn't ask for a better life.
Wow.
Oh, he's gone. Oh no, do you think we've offended him by laughing at Man in the Van?
I hope not, because I can see why Putin loved it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Your last chance to get the points this week. And today, can Scott lie? We've been doing this all week. It's a bit like that, in fact, it's very like that show on BBC One called Would I Lie to You? So, the one that doesn't speak will hand me today some bits of paper. Some of them will have stories on them that have happened to me, which I will explain to you. Some of them will be stories that are made up and haven't happened to me. And the first time that I see them is when he hands me the piece of paper and I've got to blag it as a true story to you guys. Now, you know me quite well. I don't think I'm going to be any good at this at all.
You got me better than I was earlier in the week.
Yeah, you were absolute pants.
You were quite good yesterday.
I tried.
Yeah. So, the bits of paper are here. I'm about to get handed them. Are they real or not? That's what you got to guess, and you can get 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, so I'm being handed a piece of paper now. You've got to ask me questions. This is the first story, yeah? This is the first time I'm seeing it. I am Tinchy Strider's uncle.
Not real. Oh, we have to ask you questions.
Ask me questions.
Okay. How old were you when he was born?
How old was I when
when he was born, yeah.
22.
This is your brother's...
That works out, doesn't it? That works out age-wise. As Tinchy's what? If you were 22 when he was born... he's about 25, so age-wise, that's probably right.
Yeah. How many uncles has he got?
Two.
So that's you and your brother?
Yeah.
So he's your brother's child?
He's your brother's child?
Yes, he is.
Where's Strider?
Where's... <name? laughs>
How come you're Mills and where's his Strider?
We've got another dad.
Right.
What do you mean?
My dad isn't his dad.
You're doing that thing where you stare down at the paper and you've gone really red. What's Tinchy's favourite food?
Spaghetti bolognese.
What was he like as a child growing up?
Same. Short and shy.
It's a valiant attempt, this.
It's not real. Where did you take him for his... What did you get him for his last birthday?
Alton Towers.
And what advice have you imparted to him throughout his life?
Like, keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars.
And what was his first song that you had the celebratory party for?
Number One. There were others before that, but that was the first, number one.
Mm. Not Strider Man.
Well, that wasn't a hit, really, was it?
What's your favourite Tinchy song?
I think I Will Never Leave You.
Okay.
This is just a joke. This isn't real.
Okay, should we stop this?
Yeah, that is not real.
Oh, unless you're one of those dodgy uncles where it's actually...
What do you mean?
Like, where it's actually one of your dad's friends, so you're not related to him at all. He
Uncle
just calls
Scott
you
from
Uncle
the pub.
Scott.
Yeah. From the pub.
Uncle right. Scott.
Okay. Right, can you two just...
Everyone's got one.
Can you two just hush your gums for a minute?
How many people are you actually uncle?
Right, can I just have a quiet word in the corner with the one that doesn't speak?
Seriously, you've got to give me some stories that are slightly believable.
What am I working with here?
Uncle Scott.
Tinchy Strider's uncle. Like, no one's going to... Right, okay, can we have another one, please?
Uncle Scott's round
part. This is a bit more believable. Shut up.
So was that not real?
No, it wasn't real.
All right.
Did you say no real?
Uncle Scott. Yes, I said no real.
All right. 10 points each to us, then.
So this one's slightly more believable. I was in Torso of the Week in Heat.
Now, was it the... Which picture was it? Was it... You know, because I know you've done Torso men's magazine.
Yeah.
You've done topless before.
Mm-hmm.
Which one did
they
use?
They were actually very classy.
Which photo did they use of you?
Sorry?
Which photo did they use of you?
I did a special shoot for it.
And where was the location?
In central London, at the heat offices.
Normally they just take a random picture.
No, they sometimes do the, you get a picture. You get like a proper photo shoot.
I thought you meant to be, aren't they like on the beach, isn't it? Like you're snapped in the
wild. Not always, no, sometimes they're posed especially for it.
And what were you wearing on your bottom half?
Just some pants.
Nice.
And what's the face you pulled in this picture, show us.
Kind of blue steel. Kind of looked for my eyebrows.
And did you get spray on abs for it or not?
Yeah, they shaded some in, yeah.
Yeah.
They do that a lot.
What was the name of the photographer?
Ray.
Did he tell you he was doing it for Heat magazine?
Uncle Ray.
Come on, pose for Uncle Ray.
What snacks did you get while you were there?
What
snacks did you get while you were there?
You don't get snacks, you're doing a torso photo.
I thought I'd catch you out on that one.
I'm saying not real.
This is not real. I don't think there'd be any demand for it.
That's rude. You've angered him now. Apologise. Becky.
Is there demand for it?
Apologise.
If it's real, I'll apologise.
No real. Next. Oh, for heaven's sake.
I bet it's something to do with Kesha.
I boffed Kesha.
Come on in.
Mm-hmm. Hit me with it.
Where'd you do this then?
What?
Where?
Where? In a castle.
How many times?
Loads.
Are you a ghost?
Yes. Would you rather see me or have a piece of toast?
I think the Heat magazine thing says toast.
Right. Okay, this is ridiculous. I obviously didn't boff Kesha.
He got a really bad deal with these.
Got a really bad deal. I'm Tinchy Strider's uncle. Hello. Into the one about Heat magazine, once again,
Becky,
no demand. And then I boffed Kesha, which everyone's had this week. It wasn't me, I've said that before. I can't work with these.
What's the most realistic story out of the three, do you think, for Scott?
Heat.
If you were going to pick one, is it the Heat magazine torso
Tinchy's
of the week?
Tinchy's uncle.
Tinchy's uncle.
It's
or
Tinchy's
boffing
uncle,
Kesha.
Isn't it? The Scott
Mills Daily. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
You did good there. It's really loud today.
It was said with such gusto.
Yeah.
Gusto.
Get to say that much on the radio, so I like to say it when I can.
Some people, when they've played silent to the restaurant before, haven't really gone in like you do. And I appreciate that you go so loud.
But you do only live once, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
YOLO. Alistair in Bedford says, proper funny, Chris is an absolute lad. Can I just check, were you crying at the end? Can we hear that back? Let's hear this, listen. As loud as you can go.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry, I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert!
Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't like this game anymore.
I'm just concerned.
No, I wasn't crying. It was like...
I wasn't crying.
I was just sort of cringing.
Okay, so it wasn't crying.
Laughing a little bit.
Good.
It's awkward.
Well, lots of people enjoyed it, so good work for a Friday. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily. It's time for Real or No Real. Some brilliant facts that you can tell your friends this weekend. But beware, some of them aren't real. Obviously, we'll reveal the real ones and the not reals, but you've got to guess before that, and 10 points for everyone that you get correct. So, here we go. Today's Real or No Real. Are we ready? Let's go.
Northampton used to be next to Southampton, but had to move when one mayor had an affair with the other mayor's wife.
Now, I'm from Southampton, so I'd know the answer to this.
Brilliant.
Do you?
No, it's not real, is it?
Well, that might not be the reason, but it...
Are you saying that this could have been a long, long time ago?
Yeah.
When these kind
like
of things could have technically
moved,
the whole
like,
village could have moved.
Yeah.
It's like Glasgow never used to be that near to Edinburgh and they moved it.
Right. I'm saying
now they're fairly close.
Okay, I'm going to say not real.
I'm going to say real.
Okay, so did Northampton and Southampton be next to each other? Let's find out.
Believe it or not, that one is no real.
No way. Rubbish. Next.
The creator of Pringles had his ashes stored in a Pringles can after he died.
Because you would, wouldn't you? I would. If I come up with such a brilliant invention as that, I would want to be in there.
Secure?
Do you think they were sealed in with the silver foil thing? Like properly packaged?
I don't know.
I am going to say...
Once you've popped, you can't stop.
I am going to say real.
Okay.
You're saying real?
I'm going to say real as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yes, that is true.
What a legend. See, that is a good one for the pub tonight. Really good, isn't it? Okay, next.
Turtles can breathe through their bums.
But can they? Have you ever seen a turtle? I've seen one.
I'm trying to think of the ones in Finding Nemo.
Well, no, they're not real, though, are they?
But if they've got... I mean, turtles have got normal face. There's no need for them to do that. So I'm saying not real, because why would they?
But why have would they got anyone? A nose?
I don't...
Because then if they shut their mouth, maybe it's only their bum.
I know the answer to this because I saw some recently on a beach.
What?
And they were like... Okay, I'm going to say real.
I'm saying not real.
That one's real.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Knew that. And next.
Sweet chilli sauce is proven to reduce acne if smeared on affected areas.
Real or not real?
No. That can't be real, because so many people like suffer well bad from that. And if that was the case, then they'd just be like, yeah, get the sweet chilli on.
Mm.
Sweet chilli solves many things, I think.
Like what?
Poor food being one. Poor quality spring rolls, generally. Sweet chilli changes the game.
Dry potato
wedges.
I'm saying
wedges. It must be the... Exactly. Mm. I'm saying the same with acne.
So versatile, isn't it?
It is good, yeah.
Real.
Not real.
Believe it or not, that one is no real.
Ooh. Yes. I've overtaken you, Chris.
Okay, next one. I've got one more here. Is this real or no real?
The main cause of death for sloths is mistaking their own arms for branches and then falling out of a tree.
Okay, now...
Oh, bless them!
What is a sloth? I only know Charlie. Like...
Did you just say, what is a sloth? Okay. I only know Charlie.
Okay,
That's the only sloth I'm aware of.
Right, whoa. So today, you don't know where they speak Mandarin. You don't know where Peru is. And now you don't know what a sloth is.
Oh, do you want me to show you a sloth?
Show him one now.
It's a day of education, isn't it?
It really is today, isn't it?
The Feet Up Friday
still
audience
stuck on Steve McFadden search.
Have you been searching for where Steve McFadden's playing his next DJ set?
Yeah. So what are we looking at here?
This animal.
That's a sloth.
Oh, my word.
You've seen him before, haven't you?
No, I've never seen him.
Is that where Charlie Sloth got his name? Is that because he's just a bit lazy?
Is he named after one of those?
I think it's just... I think it's more of the kind of sloth thing.
I'm going to say yes, because they do look a little bit... stupid.
All right, I need to get some points. I'm saying not... Real.
The main cause of death for sloths is mistaking their own arms for branches and then falling out of a tree.
What idiots.
Oh, that's so cute.
No, it's stupid.
It's cute.
Do you think they like watching, animals do the funniest things?
Yes.
Did you hear us talk about this yesterday?
Yeah.
Dogs don't like it because it makes them look stupid.
Believe it or not, that one is no real.
Oh. And at the end of that round of real or no real... Becky.
60 points each.
60 each?
I added them to the ones for Miss Scott Lying.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so... Fair play. So everyone's got 60.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, you might have noticed that we've been playing that song quite a lot on Radio 1 of late. It's on every 10 minutes or so. And we're just thinking, if Taylor Swift does ever end up getting back together with that bloke, she's going to look stupid, isn't she?
Do you know what?
I think she said it so many times.
I agree. I think someone needs to almost be his voice. I could be that person. Like, it needs someone to almost do...
Do you remember
Frankie and Eamon?
You could be the Frankie to her Eamon.
It needs... Because imagine how awkward that would be.
F-U-R-B.
So actually, we are getting back together. I could write a whole song about it.
Should we do it?
Yeah, we could.
What other song's going to be? Actually, love, yes, we are.
Yeah.
We are definitely getting back together, love.
I know things. And
what do you know? What, you're going to blackmail her back to you?
And let's we do are a, getting back together.
Let's do a blackmail song.
What, you've got a tape? You're going to release it?
I've got the video. Imagine that, though. So did that bloke in that song, Taylor? Yeah, we did actually end up getting back together.
He was like, I've got this tape. And he was like...
and I was like...
Okay. Oh, no.
Ever. I'd love it if you didn't answer back.
I'm up for it.
Oh, please do. I'll tell you what, here's the thing, right? So Taylor Swift at the Teen Awards, Wembley Arena, Sunday after next, she comes on and is like, we are never, ever getting back together. She does her song. And then, without telling her, immediately you come on and do the answer back, which... Do we call it, I think you'll find we actually are getting back together.
Yeah, you can stop that now.
There needs to be a patronising bit at the end, like sweetheart or love.
Sweetheart,
yeah.
Honey. Just go on unannounced.
She loves that kind of thing.
She does.
She?
And there's one thing we all know about Taylor Swift. She does love a surprise at an award ceremony. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Oh, God, our podcast is funny, isn't it? Whoa. Oh. Back on Monday, 1 till 4, or get this hilarious podcast.